that definitely has to get fixed ASAP. And then we have to figure out, are we able to use that liquid fuels money on an interim basis, which my guess would be no. I mean, Tony, you probably have a lot more experience at seeing that than I do.
Well,
that would be a call to PSATs at least.
No, I'll call our community.
You call the PennDOT rep.
I'll call the PennDOT guy tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
They may, if they know it's for a truck and the truck is through CoStars, and they know you're going to.
It's an eligible expense, but we.
They may allow you to do it.
I will call him tomorrow too. We can spend it now and reimburse it when the grant comes in.
Okay, and I have the same question about the ARPA money. Can we use the ARPA money beyond what we're going to be using as a net result of getting the grant on a temporary basis? Because right now, given that we have a budget that relies on spending beyond our current year tax revenue, I would imagine, I mean, let's look at the balances in the accounts today. I mean, we should start getting significant checks from...
You're getting some decent taxes in.
Right.
I think we got 28.
So that money came out of liquid fuels and we still have 127,000 in liquid fuels?
Yeah, because we got our new check.
The check came.
Already we got this year.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Right, we got this year's. Mm-hmm. I mean, it can't be too much interest owed on it. Not a 0.01.
Not a 0.01, yeah. Which is another thing we should be looking for.
We should be looking at,
you know, are there other opportunities?
Wayne Bank right now has, I don't know what you want to call it, but it's got 4% interest for 7 months.
Well, here's the last item on our agenda is FDIC limits. We are not under FDIC limits at Wayne Bank.
Yeah, we are. They're all separate accounts.
That's not how it works. It's by the user. It's not by the account.
Is it by user, not account? Oh, my God. But no. They do have a program in there right now.
They do.
4% for 7 months.
What you need to check with Wayne Bank is that even though you're over the $250,000 FDIC limit, whether they will give you a letter of pledge, because they pool their assets with other banks. And what they do is they pledge so much money to each other just for this purpose, to cover if there's a run on the bank. We actually have that with one of my sewer authorities where the bank issues us a letter the first of every January saying, okay, we noticed that you're above our FDIC limits. However, we have $35 million in assets and we have $39 million pledged to cover those assets in the event that everybody, so that's what we do with the sewer authorities. Because it's really hard to find, in a small town, it's hard to find
enough banks
to spread the money.
There's plenty of banks here. I mean,
yeah.
You know, and our MBT account is way under. So we could deal with it just by putting money at MBT.
Yeah.
We could put money at the Dime. We could put money at Citizens.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't necessarily be inclined to go to Citizens. Honesdale National doesn't really have any branches that are particularly close to us. It would be a pain in the rear.
Mm-hmm. NBT's not bad to work with.
And is Heritage Federal Credit Union still in Westfall?
I don't know.
I definitely I think we have to look at opportunities for better interest rates if this is all that we continue to get, because I could tell you my Pennsylvania State Employees Credit Union accounts are getting way better than this.
Well, the Way Bank has a program. I just saw it on the screen there the other day. It's a 7-month investment for 4% interest. I don't know what it was.
Our problem with that is by the time we get the bulk of the tax revenue in May, we're not going to be able to put it in for 7 months. We probably wouldn't make 7 months comfortably.
Yeah, that's
because at the end of the year, we know we're going to have, this is a deficit budget, and that's where it would be hard to spend a boatload of money right now that So we still have another probably 45 days, right, before we get the bulk of the tax revenue from.
Usually the end of March it starts coming in pretty
good. It's right. Coming in pretty good.
Well,
now.
Well, the end of April is the deadline for the discount, and that's usually where the bulk of it comes in, right? So usually the tax collector will turn that over by, you know, a couple weeks into May.
Yeah,
right.
May.
Right. So
I just find that it's so difficult to try to get involved in these programs because it's great that you got the grant, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to shuffle all of this, and it's like, oh my God.
Well, if it was June, we'd have no problem doing this shuffling, right? If it was
December.
If we were still borrowing the other half from the bank, we'd have no problem with this shuffling. It's just because we were going to use these specific programs.
With
so even if we, what are we really talking about, right? We have to cover the $100,000 that we weren't going to cover before.
Right.
And if we can get 50, it was like 56,000 from PennDOT.
Yeah.
So then we're at 44,000, right, left to get. 46,000, 45,000. That's the end of the day. I'm done with math for today. 44.
44, I was going to say.
I started out, right? See, I just questioned myself
right
too much.
The first time.
That's usually how it works, right? They tell you when you go to take a test,
gut,
not to second guess. So it's 44,000. Looking at these numbers, we could probably, the Wayne Bank general account is our general revenue, right? Our
yes.
Tax revenue?
Yes.
Wayne General is where I put, it's the newest account. I put, I made that when the ARPA money started coming.
Okay, so that's the ARPA.
That's the ARPA. Wayne General is the ARPA money.
And
okay.
The Wayne Investment is our regular tax revenue then.
Right.
Okay,
well,
so that's probably going to be 120 by the time we get to
time to pay
to Lorelei turning over tax revenue. That still leaves us enough that if we needed to take 44 out, we would be fine.
You could, without too much damage being done.
That would be my.
You have two Pledged accounts. You have a general and a liquid fuels.
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
The interest rate is actually 0.01.
Yep.
There's something wrong there. I mean, that they ought to be offering something better than that at this point in time. And if not, then
take it out.
Right. We've got to start looking at other.
There's no reason you have to keep it there.
Other than the hassle that it presents for staff to shuffle the money to a new location, especially when it comes in direct deposit.
Yeah.
Or,
maybe maybe do a call to pledge it and see. You know, we have $100,000 in this account. Why are we getting like
no interest?
1/100th of a percent? That's like under the mattress type.
Yeah.
Better off under the mattress. At least you know it's there.
Yeah, right now the dealer's working with me on this truck, but they're looking for their money.
Yeah, they want their money.
I know they are. And
because the truck is finished, and they have paid Mac for the truck,
mm-hmm.
and they paid Pals.
Right. And we don't have any idea how many months and months and months it's going to take to get that $100,000. If they approved $1,100, then that means the staff has to push out 1,100 grant agreements before they can start working on pushing out 1,100 checks. So, or direct deposits, or partial checks, or whatever. So, it's going to take them months to get that money
right.
rolled out, would be my guess, at least.
Yeah,
you
know? I mean, we were buying this truck prior to even getting the grant, so, I mean,
right.
we do have the money, so.
We have the money. The question is making sure that we take it from places that we're not going to cause any additional ramifications by temporarily pulling it from there.
I'll call Audrey. I can pin out tomorrow.
Okay.
And see if we can reimburse that.
Okay. So that would be my...
Okay, so the general then is not really, that's...
That's the ARPA money.
Okay.
Right.
And where's the liquid fuel?
Pliget. Liquid fuels.
Where's last year's? Is that...
Now that check you gave me the other day, where did that come out of?
That came out of that Wayne General, the ARPA account. ARPA account is the Wayne General.
And that's where last year's is, because...
Thank you.
Because the ARPA amount okay. is only like 145.
Yeah, so I'm going to put plus liquid.
Right.
Okay. So that, okay. So we took about 60 then.
So this shows 199,000 being re...
199,000?
The check I put back in there is in here with this present account.
The 208 balance that's on here.
That includes the 199,000 I put back in there Thursday, right?
Right.
Okay.
Because it never got spent.
Okay.
What we're discussing, just to catch you up on the discussion, is very happily, we are in receipt of a $100,000 promise that we have been awarded a grant from the state for our Mack truck. So, however, it's going to take the state a while before they actually issue the cash. And so we're working out how we pick up the truck, pay for the truck now, and then have the cash come in at a later date. So that's what we're discussing.
Can't pay with promises.
You can't pay with promises, and you also have to be careful paying with other grant funds. But if the liquid fuels is permissible, then I would definitely go there first.
Yeah, liquid fuels is approved.
And then the balance, the 44 remaining, roughly, because I don't remember if it was 55, 57, but it was right in that neighborhood.
I forget what it was.
Yeah. The balance we could take from the regular Wayne Bank investment account so that it's not coming out of other grant dollars where we could have issues. And in theory, once we put the Kodiak up for sale, we may get half of that back.
Yeah, should get part of it back at this time, not much.
So that turnaround time won't be that long. That'll probably be a 90-day turnaround time from the time we put it out to bid.
Didn't we get a letter for that ARPA money that we are allowed to spend that money for buying a truck?
There's a big difference between spending the money on the truck and borrowing the money and putting it back later. Right, so the net amount that we intend to take from the ARPA, we can take. Done. No doubt about it. So we're getting $100,000 from the state. The other $99,000, and Gary would give you the exact dollar and change, can come clean from the ARPA account. No problem. Absolutely 100%. It's the $100,000 that we know we're getting back later that I want to be careful that we don't create any problems when we get it back, if we've taken it from other grant places, right? So I don't think that we can just take that money from the ARPA and then put it back later. If you would call PSATs and ask them that question, that would be a helpful thing to have that information from PSATs. And it might make it easier for you to be able to just cut,
right,
you know, the check from the one account.
You...
But I don't, my gut feeling tells me no.
I don't think you can either, but
right.
I do think that you have enough with your liquid fuel and in the investment account.
Right, well, since we got
to
more.
Cover.
But so there's two questions there, Gary, for PennDOT. Can we take what would be the eligible amount and then put it back? And can we take everything that we want to, you know, would like to use on a temporary basis to cover what we're getting back from the state later? Those are two different questions. My guess would be the eligible amount.
The eligible amount, that's the maximum
that's
the max we can spend.
Right.
That's
so
the max.
That,
right.
You do that, and that's 60,000, right?
Right?
It's 50, somewhere between 55 to 58.
I think it was 58 and change.
So then, yeah, then you should have enough in the investment account to cover.
Right, from our regular.
Right.
from our regular funds. That would be.
And then that. And
that's
then,
how it works out in my my head.
And then you know when you do get the grant money, you can put it back into that.
What accounts have $58,000 in now? Almost PennDOT
doesn't have a cow about that.
$58,000 that I took out of the Flick and Blue Quills.
Yeah.
That I mixed it with the ARPA grant money.
It's in the Wayne Bank general account. That's why that account has $208,000, and with the ARPA grant money, okay. It's only
$155,000.
We spent
some.
Okay.
From
okay. I will call
that
him tomorrow.
That's something that's going to be an accounting issue later, but. I mean, as far as...
Let's keep it at only an accounting
as
issue.
As far as being able to pay for the truck, I think there's enough between the eligible liquid fuels.
If PennDOT says yes, yeah. I think we're good to go.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as PennDOT says yes. Yeah. But I would feel much more comfortable if we had an email from PennDOT that mm-hmm. said, yeah, we don't have a problem with that.
Gotcha.
You want to know if we could reimburse the PennDOT money, right?
Yeah, can we use the eligible liquid fuels money now, knowing that we're putting it back from our state grant dollars?
I believe you can put it back. I believe you can put it back in. They're strict on where you spend it. Real strict on where you spend it.
I'm aware. That's why I'm concerned about it.
That's why I'm real careful where I spend liquid fuels. Because they'll whack your pee-pee pretty hard.
I have $651.
Like $648.
Yeah,
okay, so I know there was some stuff that came in late this afternoon that I didn't see. I saw there was something, but I didn't see what it said.
It's not important. It's workforce development, miscellaneous correspondence.
Okay.
I like your letter to the EMS.
Yeah, so we can talk about that for a few minutes. So I had Shahana cut the check for a quarterly EMS spending, and then I contacted our representatives who were physically present at our meeting who told us that we'd be getting the EMS report emailed to us, and then it didn't happen. And I said, we're holding a check and we'd like to release it to you, but we don't have a report yet. So we got the report. And the report is very interesting in that more calls were answered in Westfall Township than in Milford Township in the fourth quarter of 2022.
Yes.
Now,
I thought Westfall was being covered by Port.
No, Westfall has their own ambulance and they're looking to hire Westfall Township employees to run the ambulance.
Westfall had been covered by Port during the early pandemic period.
Okay.
And last year, when the county funding was coming into place, the fire department in Westfall and the township had come together, and the fire department told the supervisors, as I understood it, that they were going to be covering the calls and they didn't want Port Jervis to be contracted anymore. But our reports for the whole year, as I recall, indicate that Milford's been covering most of the costs. And there's been no discussion about funding that I know of. Now, we had initially approached the Westfall supervisors and said it would be really beneficial if both departments could come up with a complementary schedule so that when we're not on, you're on, and when you're not on, we're on with paid personnel, and we have paid personnel in the area all the time. Because everybody is looking at 12 hours worth of paid funding.
Correct.
Only. So if we're all covering the same 12-hour period, the other 12 hours,
it's hit or miss.
It's Stigman Township backing us all up.
Right.
So, however, they could not come to terms on that because they view the busy period where they would have the greatest return on the investment as being the same period, and everybody only wants to cover that period. Now, Milford was willing to split that. And to I talked to them about it in terms of like a 2-2-3 custody schedule. Like you do these 2 days, you do those 2 days, and then we alternate the weekend between you and me. You know, we go back and forth so that we were covering an equal amount of the busy period and an equal amount of the less busy period. But they were not willing to do that.
The biggest problem is the politics.
So they weren't willing to do it. But now we have a report that shows, you know, that they're spending more of our resources in Westfall than here.
And I wonder what the type of calls are in Westfall, if there are transports or not. Because that was our issue going back 2 years ago.
And this goes back to our conversation at our last workshop. However, immediately what's in front of us is, and the department put a cover letter on the report that said, and by the way, we need $250,000 more money to get to 24 hours a day of coverage. And it's not like we're immune to the concept. We know.
That's kind of similar to what we had up at the lake for the Holly Palmyra.
Right. Palmyra was covering. I had their ambulance down. Tafton was down next door to my own house.
I'm sure they were.
You know, prior to us starting to mm-hmm. implement paid. So I get that argument as well, and I don't have a report that tells me how many calls Dingman Township covered in Milford Township during the hours that Milford Fire Department was not on.
Oh, we don't have their report.
Right. We only have our own report.
Okay.
But that also is because Dingman hasn't come and said, give us some money towards this.
I'm sure they're straight.
They know that would just end up cannibalizing the service in Milford, right? So I suggested strongly to the captain that they revisit the conversation with Westfall and that they revisit a conversation of whether they could get reimbursement, whether they could get some funding going to some recognition for the amount of service that was provided last year.
Right.
And also the question is, if the county match money went to Westfall, what happened to it?
Yeah.
So I've asked the fire department captain the ambulance captain to follow up on that issue. If, however, we don't get a follow up, then I think it behooves us to follow up on that issue both with the county and with Westfall Township to find out where did their resources go? Because it was my understanding that they were applying and they fully intended to offer the service through their department. So I'm curious as to why the dollars were there, but then it didn't happen. Now, if that's a personnel issue, then again, let's get into that's fine. If you want to offer resources to assist the department, perhaps we could then get another 6 hours a day of paid service. But that's not where we are right now.
No, and I was actually very, very sad to hear that because it's like, you know, it seems like such a waste of taxpayer dollars for them to be doing that, for them to be running up there for transports. When they're fully capable of doing that on their own, contracting it out.
Well, and that, you know, that, again, it's where did the resources that were allocated for them mm-hmm. go?
Right.
And I, you know, we were fighting that argument when we didn't have paid service.
Right.
And we couldn't afford to make the payment.
Right.
But in this case, the money was allocated. So now we're talking about, and the commissioners going in knew that this kind of thing might happen and said that the adjustments would be made. So we need to bring things to the forefront and discuss it and find out if that is indeed the case.
Okay. Thanks for that update, Rachel. I appreciate it.
Elongated as it may be. We're talking about the EMS report, Bob. I have 1 minute.
Do you have an agenda?
Yeah, they're right here on the table.
Okay, yep. Thank you.
Come on up.
Yes, there are agendas on the table.
Thank you.
Yep.
I have 7 o'clock. Let's call this meeting to order with the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I'll entertain a motion on the minutes.
I think well, should we accept the minutes from a previous meeting?
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Shahana, the treasurer's report, please.
Sure. Thank you. After the last meeting, I received $1,705.20 from realistic transfer tax, $1,600 from zoning, $28,044.44 from the tax collector, and the corporate warehouse supply sent a $20 gift card. Milford Township has $186,876.46 in Wayne Bank investment account, $208,986.95 in Wayne Bank general account, $12,935.77 in Wayne Bank payroll account, $10,249.16 in NBT Bank account, $15,483.39 in Fliggett general account, and $127,788.98 in Fliggett liquid fuels account. And that's all.
Thank you, Shahana.
You're welcome.
Roadmaster's report?
Okay, the last couple of weeks has been a little crazy around here with the crazy storms we've had. Nothing really serious. We've had some ice storms. We've had some trucks break down. We had a hydraulic cylinder blow out the other night on the plow, along with one of the main support chains broke. But we slowly getting back, and a V cover over top of the chain drive in a condoled sander dropped down in and jammed up the chain. So we basically ended up unloading about 5 ton of salt out of the condola by hand to get down to that V-box that covers the chain. But we do have that repaired. We have a new hydraulic cylinder out there getting ready to put it on the plow. Chain's been replaced, so.
Is that all on the 550?
No. No. That's all on the 750.
$750.
And 5500 Dodge is still out of commission, waiting for transmission cooler lines. I spoke to Milford Chrysler today, and right now nationwide there's 105 sets of these transmission lines on back order. And it's been 6 weeks since ours were ordered. West Falls down today, Friday, and talked to me because their truck just went down with the same problem. So.
And the good news.
Good news
those
is.
Who are late to the game here.
The good news is our 2023 Mack is ready to be picked up. It was ready last week, and then we had a little thing going on with money, but it is now, it's up there ready to be picked up. It's a. Guys are up and looked at it. We looked at it at the upfitters. We were there, went over the whole thing, had some a few little changes done onto it. It's now at the dealership. We were up there again last week and looked at it. They went over everything with us. They have one recall already, which was going to be taken care of today. But it's ready to go. It's a beautiful truck. And it will do the job for the next 20 years.
Just to fill in the blanks there for a little thing with money, what Gary means when he says that is that we were very pleased to receive an announcement from our state representatives that we were awarded a $100,000 grant. And so we put the pause on actually picking up the truck to make sure that we weren't going to mess up the opportunity to use the $100,000 for the truck. So We were very excited and very happy and very thankful to our team here who worked so hard on that application, Mike Marzinski from the County Planning Office who assisted us with that application, and our state representatives and Kevin Stroyan, you know, who worked to lobby to ensure that we were successful in getting that grant application approved. So we have received an award, and now we have to go through the process of obtaining cash, which will take a little bit longer. So, but very exciting that given this grant award, we will be able to pay for the Mack truck entirely with grant dollars, roughly 50% state grant dollars and 50% federal grant dollars. So we're very, very blessed to be able to purchase the truck with all grant dollars. And that's a very big blessing for us.
Yeah, and the truck's $199,000. To Co-Stars, which is a state program. If you and I were going to buy it, it'd probably be about
$240,000. Jesus Christ.
Folks, if you're on Zoom, if you are not intentionally trying to share with the group, you might want to hit the mute button. Otherwise, we can hear your background noise, and that could really make it difficult for folks to hear what's happening. Thank you so much for doing that. Roadmaster, anything else?
No, I'll let you take care of it.
Okay, zoning. Do we have Sean?
Nope.
Sean? No.
Do we have anything for zoning? Okay. Public participation number one.
We still have a negative balance at the end of the channel, but a significant
folks on Zoom.
Can you
mute
that?
Small amount.
She can mute her.
Yeah. Go ahead and do that. I'm not sure. Someone seems like they're on another meeting at the same time. Like
they're on two meetings at once.
Mm-hmm. Public participation? Going once? Going twice?
What does that mean?
That means that if you're here to share or discuss something with us, now is your opportunity, your first opportunity.
And to request?
Sure.
Wonderful.
Please go ahead up to the mic.
I won't need a mic.
Well, the folks on Zoom won't be able to hear you.
All right. I'm here to request an addendum to one of the zoning things. I would like to participate with having backyard chickens. At this point in time, the township does not allow for backyard chickens, and I'd like the board to consider it.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of requirements do you think would be appropriate for someone who wanted to keep backyard chickens in the township?
For myself, because of the size of my lot, I probably have one of the smallest lots in the township, I would unfortunately not be able to participate with the setback zoning that's required because of the size, but I would be able to get close to that. But for the rest of the township, I mean, everyone's got a bigger lot than I do, so. Are you talking about coop requirements, run requirements, chicken requirements?
Size, setback, things that would help the neighbors be at home with the chickens being in their neighborhood. Because that's what it's all about, is keeping the peace in the neighborhood.
In my little world, I've spoken to all my direct neighbors, including my neighbors across the street, who are Milford Borough. Yes. So I've already spoken with all of them. I didn't get any names and addresses or anything like that because I just found out this afternoon that I could do this. So I haven't gotten anything together to be able to give you specifics. But I haven't had a problem with any of my neighbors. They're all good. The only one that I haven't talked to is Meyer Motel because I haven't gotten to her yet.
But how many chickens you looking to have, Liz?
Six. Tops. Chickens are very social creatures. They like to work in numbers and groups. So for someone like where I am, 4 to 6 would be more than enough. Someone that's got a larger piece of property that's maybe out in the woods or something like that, I don't see that they can't have a dozen or 2 dozen, depending on the size of their lot and, you know, what they have for people around them. Of course, the requirements for the chickens for the coop
you know, minimum size for the runs. I'm not looking for anything like free range. I don't have enough property to free range them on. So that's my request, to just put it on the agenda for me to bring in more information.
Well, that would go to the Planning Commission first. You were, weren't you, Bob? That would go to the Planning Commission first, and we are in the process of updating our comprehensive plan, which is also when we start talking about what kinds of things do we want to see for the next 10 years in the future of the municipality, and how do we want to structure things. So it's something that the Planning Commission is working on at their workshop, which is their first meeting every month. You're not working on the comprehensive plan at those workshops?
That we're working on.
Okay.
But we're not taking anything else while we're
just on the comprehensive plan. Right. But
so what does
things
that
folks are things that folks want to see in the future of the municipality.
No, you can still come in and discuss that, because they have to deal with the comprehensive plan too.
Right, right. Both. You could also go to the regular planning commission meeting. I wouldn't recommend this month, because the Planning Commission is going to have a full agenda, it sounds like, for their meeting at the end of this month. But it's something that they could discuss. Personally, for me, I have a small lot also. I have a third acre in Pine Acres.
Yeah, I don't think, mine is just a sliver under a third of an acre.
Yeah, mine probably is a sliver under as well. And I wouldn't want to hear roosters in the morning.
Oh, no.
Smell chickens.
No roosters. No roosters.
So I definitely could see where...
I don't want to be woken up by a rooster either.
Where there could be... There would definitely need to be
some... And as long as they're maintained. Yeah, everybody knows I got chickens.
My neighbor's got chickens, and they don't bother me, and he doesn't have enough property either.
Ah.
And there's chickens over in Moon Valley.
The zoning officer is not here.
The zoning officer is not here.
There's chickens all over the place.
He gave me the sheet of paper. He printed out for me the zoning ordinance for that. And I was like, wait a minute. I checked into it a few years back, and... Of course, I don't have a printer at home at my disposal, so I couldn't print out where it said that we could actually have chickens.
Oh, we'll review it.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like something that the Planning Commission would be able to discuss and perhaps consider.
What type of information would I need to present?
Basically, if you can do a little plot plan where you want to put them.
Mm-hmm.
With the size of your lot, and that's about all we really need. Size of the coop, size of the pen.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't need a very big pen.
It would require a zoning amendment.
I was going to say, she's asking for a zoning amendment. That's what she's asking for. She's asking for the zoning.
Believe me, I
understand. Because right now you have
I figured as much.
You have the minimum acreage requirement for chickens.
And it wouldn't just apply to her as far as her coop and her plot. And that's what I'm...
Right, it would be...
No, what she's planning on a very small piece of property would give us something to discuss, you know?
Right.
Okay. Cool. I can do that.
Okay.
Piece of cake.
Thanks.
Awesome.
And as far
Thank
as, you know,
you.
Like,
there's chickens all up there.
The pen, I've had 16 chickens
big,
at once.
I have the big here.
The pen is a 10 by 10 dog coop.
Mm-hmm.
Dog run.
Yeah, I've...
And that's all they need.
Yeah, I've figured out that I've got about a 10 by 12 lot to be able to do a run. My coop, I'm looking at 4x6, which would be more than enough. The only problem is the run brings it right up to almost my neighbor's fence, which that's Meyer Motel, and they've got a barricade fence up anyway.
And that would have to, that would even require a survey, because their fence, we don't even know whose property it's on. It's been there for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on their property, because I know right where my back peg is.
Okay.
And it's on their property. So I have to talk to her yet. Like I said, I only found out about this afternoon that I could be here. So I'm going to talk to her and make sure it's okay, too, that she's all right with it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Cool. Nice idea.
No promises.
No, of course not. It's good seeing you too, Gary.
Thank you. Anyone else for public participation?
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, Vito.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
So you want some comedic relief? How about we take the 44 acres and turn it back into a chicken farm?